So we're moving from Hakadama to Hakdama. The way Das Tfunis is built, he's laying out ideas in an organized way, but organized, logical, methodical, and at the same time a conversation. So he didn't start from the very beginning. He started from a question, and he's sort of been expanding out. Sort of like, let's step back. We're sort of stepping back to encompass a lot of other ideas that we can ultimately come back to more intelligently tackle the original questions of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha and Schar V'Onesh and our role and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role and Mashiach and Tchiras HaMeisim. So last time we had been looking at the notion of Chisaron, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the perfect God created an imperfect world perfectly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately chose to create this universe, Olam Hazeh, with Chisronos, to create us, human beings, with Chisronos. And that's very intentional. That's very deliberate. Part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, in the long run, is to our benefit to, in the short run, be created with Chisronos, because it's the only way for us to have the opportunity to be mashlim and to create and to raise ourselves and to create our destiny and to create our Olam Haba. In order for that to be, we have to be created with, has to be room to grow. There has to be room to grow, and that has to be, the world needs to be imperfect in a way that lends itself to us having the opportunity to fix it. And he pointed out that not only does that sometimes strike us as paradoxical, it's in truth a chesed for us, but it seems in the short run it's more difficult for us. It's also, as Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one would have expected HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent, he could do whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. So it would have been quote unquote more natural for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have created a perfect universe. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, held himself back and chose to, this is an aspect that we refer to as Tzimtzum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of held himself back from perfection, held himself back from his creative perfect universe, and instead created a universe that was deliberately imperfect, people that are deliberately imperfect, so that these people, so that all we can have the opportunity to create shleimus. So the truth is, in the long run, it is a shleimus expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shleimus, that he created an imperfect universe, because ultimately this is the best way for us, it's the best situation for us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the best situation for us, but that meant in the short run, creating us with imperfections, creating the universe with imperfections. And he had wrapped that up and summarized, encapsulated it with the paragraph we had left off with last time, paragraph Chachet. The Kadosh Baruch Hu holds back, creates us chaser, so we have room to imashim. And all of this ultimately leads to even greater hatava, even greater goodness that we can receive from him. And so, but now we're ready for the next, another Hakadama Ikaris. That picks up in paragraphs Chavta Salam. So the Shama says, okay, Ata Nishma Hakdama Zal Shemarta. Now let me hear that other Hakdama. What's that other concept that you need to lay out in the course of developing our ideas? So in paragraph Alam and Amar Asecha, once we recognize that we are Chaserim, that we have Chesronos, and that the universe has Chesronos, and that's not random, and it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chalila missed it, it's actually very deliberate, part of a deliberate plan for our long-term benefit. And the next step is, okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chesronos so we could be Mashlim, so we could create room to create Shleimus. How do we do that? Now let's begin to get slowly more practical. Let's begin to move towards understanding what we're supposed to do with all this. So he first wants to know, first wants to know, well, if we're chaser, so then isn't it paradoxical that we're created imperfect, yet we're going to strive for perfection? We're not perfect beings. Right. How do I have the ability to strive? How do I have the ability to create that sort of shlemus if I am chasim? And then he's right after an opening sentence in paragraph Lama, he says, this itself will in turn require more hakamas. Omnom hine anachni chasim ata beyam gadol rechav yadayim ma'ot. We're now entering into a great broad sea. And you should know, in footnote 12, Friedlander points out that the answer to this question that he just raised is going to come in Simon Ayin, 40 paragraphs from now. There's a lot. This is a big question, a fascinating question. And ultimately, it, up until now, we talked about it from Akash Baruch Hu, sorry, the Derech Hashem piece, as how the Akash Baruch Hu, you know, to understand Akash Baruch Hu's decisions. Now we're moving to the Mesorah Mesillas Hasharim piece, the our decisions. What Rav Avivi refers to as Masa Bereshis versus Masa Merkava, a study of how Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia in the world versus a study of how we can grow towards Him. And now we begin to get into the R part, of Hadassah Adam. It says, but we're going to get there. Now let's begin to do this in an organized, logical, methodical way. We need to develop the ideas here. Hatzos Gedolos Rabbos Starchu Lanu Kodem Shenavo LaShlamas Inyanim. We're going to need to, in turn, develop a lot of other sub-concepts before we can come back to fully appreciate in Os Ayin this idea of that an imperfect person can strive for perfection. Behine lecha tzarich mitun mitun. It says, prepare to be patient. Lahavin advar meseir nachon. If you want to really appreciate the ideas and really come to deep understanding, you need to go step by step and go in order. That's the way of wisdom. You want not just to mass information, but you want wisdom. Appreciate the Knossi Diaz Zuachrazo. We're going to have to put pieces together step by step. Actually, Basov, a call you'd say, La'ar Inyan Echajal. With perspective, we'll look back at the end and really appreciate where we've been. But don't expect that every step in the path that we're following, everything's going to make, you know, everything makes sense right away. Step by step, let's do this methodically. We'll look back and we'll be very proud of what we've accomplished. We'll be very satisfied with the understanding and wisdom that we've gained. We'll look back and understand Shehutzuku Ba'avro Kol Hakdam Hasein. We'll look back and appreciate that we need to visit all these places intellectually. We need to see all these ideas in order to come to understand answers to the basic questions which we start. The most basic question which we start at the very beginning, explain to me, remember the very beginning, the Jom Sezechel, explain to me Ashgacha Pratis, explain to me Schar V'Yosh and so forth. And even here, to understand, to really appreciate what it means for an imperfect person, we all are, to strive for perfection. That's a fascinating idea. It makes your mind tingle. We'll get there. Be patient. Pass your seatbelt, and let's go step by step. Amar Neshama, Neshama says in Periyot Lao, okay, that Be'er Dvarecha Seder Nachon, I'm in. I'm game. Speak. Let's go through the ideas in the way you see fit, in the order you see fit. Ani hinini nakshaves b'chol ha-hamtana v'yisha mitzareh. I am paying attention, I'm listening with all necessary patience and focus. Seichel says, okay, let's go. Here we go, paragraph Lamed Beis. Amar HaSeichel. The first step, and now again, we covered some ground up until this point in exploring Hanhagas Hashem, and now as we begin to explore Hanhagas Adam, the first idea you need to understand, even though we already said, Shirata Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ha'adon Baruch Hu, it's a different term, Ha'adon Baruch Hu, the Master, the Blessed Master of the Universe. Wanted Lasez Hasaga Miikar Shleimuso El Nivra Av. Kadosh Baruch Hu was interested in his creatures, in us having an appreciation of him that would be intensely enjoyable for us. Vadehu Shlohaya Haratim Azel Lasez Hasaga Miikar Shleimuso. She'ein Lo Sof Shir of Atachas Bal. It's not. finite creatures will never fully appreciate the glory of an infinite creator. The goal is that we should have some limited appreciation, understanding, apprehension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that alone will be beyond amazing. This makes a lot of sense. Simple and appealing. If we're finite creatures of an infinite creator, it makes a lot of it stands to reason that we can't fully appreciate everything. It makes sense that the extent of what we can get is a piece. You think you can get to the fullness, to the end, to completely understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It wouldn't make sense. Well, whatever a creature can understand about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even, it sounds like he's saying, even Lasalavo, even Al Haba, not just Al Mazeh, where there's so many distractions and there's imperfection, even in the end goal is for human beings to have a partial appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That partial appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be enjoyment, pleasure beyond compare, beyond unimaginable enjoyment. And all of that goal of Al Haba is for us to have a partial understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, the truth is, it'll be kipa min hayam. It won't even be a drop in the ocean. One drop out of the Mediterranean. Min hashleim l'shalom d'abor yis b'ashem. Then Shama says, in paragraph Lamikol, absolutely. Zeh pasha eitzel kol chach my life. Any wise, thoughtful person will realize that. Kvar namar. The seichel quote of Pasuk Yov says, and Shama responds to the Pasuk from Tehillim. Mi malel gvoros Hashem yashmina kol tefillah osam. Who can formulate all of the powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who can articulate all the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Gemara, I believe, if I remember correctly, the Gemara Megillah quotes that pasuk in the context of what? The context of there was an Amora who was Chazan and Shul got up and began to ad lib in the Shemoneh Esrei, began to add some more praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Akel Gal Gilva Amora. And then he added a few more. And he stopped. He added 2, 3, 4, 5 more adjectives and then moved on. And the Amora says to him, you're done? You said everything you say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's all you have to say. The answer is, you're never done. I believe he quotes this pasuk. Me, my love, so it's not just difficult. It's logically inconceivable for a finite human creature to be able to articulate the fullness of the glory of an infinite creator. This is why the Gemara says the only solution to that problem is we have Nevi'im whom we can fall back on. That's the Nevi'im from Moshe Rabbeinu who says, HaKel Gal Giba Nora, and then other various Nevi'im use some subset of that, so we know that's an appropriate way, albeit obviously imperfect, but that's appropriate. But once we're going to start freestyling and start ad-libbing, you're taking your shoulders, how are you going to stop? I believe the Gemara gives a mashal. Imagine a king has 10s of thousands of gold coins. You say, oh, he's really wealthy, he has a couple thousand silver coins. Talk about, people on the Forbes list of billionaires. Yeah, that guy, I hear he has a nice Ferrari. That's all you can say about how wealthy he is. That guy's worth billions of dollars. All you can say is, oh, I hear his house is worth $1 million. It's faint praise. Your praise is so slight that it's almost an insult, because you're implying that all you can say is that he's a millionaire. He's a billionaire. So that itself is an ironically imperfect mushroom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu billionaires itself is a put down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. You can begin to pray. So that's what the Gemara says. That's rooted in this pasuk. Me, my Lord, Ruach Hashem, Yashmiya Kaltio. So we recognize that we're fundamentally limited. So Ramchal says here, it's not just a question of our ability in Olam Hazeh, in human language, to formulate praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's even true in terms of an ultimate final state of being all haba, appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is inherently a limited reality. Because it couldn't be everything, and that the limited appreciation that will happen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be unimaginably pleasurable. That's what the Shama says. Absolutely, I'm on board with that.
That comes from.
It comes from Chumash. Rishon says that Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and then various other Nevi'im said some parts of it. So we have the right. The Chalal, the Gemara points out, you see repeatedly in Maseches Brachos that Chazal are very concerned with trying to build a tefillah as much as possible on the models that we have from Nevi'im. The Gemara wants to know. We daven on Shabbos Yantav. The Shemona Esrei has seven brachas. So Rosh Hashanah is nine brachas. So where do you find Tanakh a model of a seven part tefillah? Where do you find Tanakh a model of a nine part tefillah? What's wrong? So let's say you don't. So who cares? And no, because we recognize it's such a, and the Rav has very beautiful writing about this. It's such a profound paradox in the notion of a human being daven Tekadosh Baruch Hu. Mortal man is going to approach an infinite. Finite me, I'm going to approach the infinite Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's such chutzpah in that. But we know that we have the right to do it because the Nevi'im told us, it says in the Tanakh, we have the right to daven. So we that gives us a license. That's like the matir to daven. You can't just walk into the White House unannounced. You can't just walk into Tim Downing unannounced and say, I'm here to talk to the Prime Minister. Who do you think you are? You need Rosh Hashanah to come in. Achaz Kama Kama, Tov Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a. Who was it? To have the right to daven? That's a chiddush. Yeah, but it says in Tanakh the right to daven. Okay. We saw from the Nevi'im that they had appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can't begin to understand. So that gives us license. So it's not only the fact that they daven, not just Chana daven, so now we know we can daven too. Moshe daven, Chana daven, Avram daven. But even looking at the details, if this one davened with nine parts, so I know I can also daven with nine parts. This one davened with seven parts, I could also daven with seven brachas Shmona Esrei. We try, Chazal try as much as possible in crafting the Shmona Esrei, which is the core tefillah, to not only we daven after all the Nevi'im daven, but look at the details of how they daven, try to build that knowledge as much as possible, again, because of this issue. For us to daven, so we rely as much as possible on the model of the Nevi'im.
I mean, like a child to a father relationship. Also, we're not just like a servant coming to the prime minister. Us, like
correct.
Any child can go speak to his father.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's probably part of the terrace. And part of the terrace is we see Nevi'im did so we can do it. But why? Part of the Hezbollah is because there is a Avinu as well as Malkeinu. Right. But we would not have the right to say that without. We couldn't give that svara without a raya. As Mehechatesi, that the Avinu piece is strong enough. The truth is, the Gemara in Tainus, it talks about it also. Gemara in Tainus talks about Choni HaMa'agil, the end of the Choni HaMa'agil story. So I think it's Shimon ben Shetach, who says, by rights, I really ought to put Choni HaMa'agil into Chayim. I talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not leaving the circle until you give me your answer. Who do you think you are? He says, but Ma'aseh. It worked. And so apparently, he's much like a child with a parent. And the parent accepted that. So sometimes the rule that children have a lot of their hearts for their parents too. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes children don't have as much of their hearts as they ought to have. Well, the parent was okay with the way the child was speaking, so then who am I to get involved? So apparently, Kadosh Baruch Hu was okay with it. I came across a Jack wrote an article, Tishrei time, about how he demonstrated that some of the differences in the Nusach HaTfilah between, and the Piyutim, between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim relate to that Machlokas. The putim of Ashkenazi putim for Hashem Kippur more somber than the Sephardi putim. Sephardi putim more glorious. He develops the idea that the Sephardi putim focus on the Avinu more and the Ashkenazi putim focus on Malkeinu, the Abba versus Yira. And he even showed I think in the Sephardi Misha Ana, which I think is in Aramaic, Ashkenazim have in the Misha Ana, the end of Slichas in Hebrew. Sephardim have in Aramaic, and that list, the Sephardi version of the Piyut, has Choniat Maga. Ashkenazim don't. So he wants, right, Jack wants to suggest, that's Lishitasa. In other words, the Sephardim hold that we, so to speak, we pass them like Choniat Maga, and Ashkenazim hold we should pass them like Shem HaShetach. In terms of like the, how you balance, it's a question of emphasis. There's always a, there's an aspect of being asked about the Malkeinu. Okay, the question is about how do you strike the right balance between the two. But you're right, that's part of, at its core, that's really what's going on the most basic level, is there is an interplay between Nevi'im and Malkeinu, and that's part of what the Nevi'im are teaching us. You do have the right to daven, and to daven in specific and elaborate ways. We do have the right to praise that God as well, even though our praise will necessarily be limited. But we need to recognize at the same time that it is limited. And then there's a balance between what we can do and what we can't do. And in a more basic level, again, I'm coming back to Ramchal, he's saying, in terms of the experience we can have in Olam Haba will be, by definition, a limited engagement with the... We're not going to be able to wrap our arms around the full greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
We'll get more, though.
We'll have much more than here. Much more. And the pleasure of it will be unimaginable. And even all of that will be limited.
Is that understanding?
I think we're going to get a little more as time goes on. So I think we're going to... We'll pause here for now. But let's just remember where we were. We're just beginning now, a longer stretch of Das Tumas, to begin to talk about Halhagas Adam, to begin to appreciate what our role and job is. And for that, the first Hakdama was to realize that the goal is, even the goal is a limited appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the long run. And with that, he's now ready. With Mishnah, we'll pick up next time. Oslam Adalad, he's going to develop the idea of Gilui HaYichud. Begin to develop the idea of Gilui HaYichud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing his oneness. We'll see where that takes us next time. Good afternoon.